Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of his long career. Swing, fly ball, deep left field, and Connor Joe got into this one. Home run for Connor Joe. Took that slider out of here for swinging a ground ball through that drawn in infield. Base hit for Connor Joe. Brian Reynolds comes in and Hap bobbles the ball, and Cruz will score on Hap's first error since September of last season. And the Pirates score two more. They're up 10-3 here in the fifth. Swing fly ball out toward the notch and deep. And this one's going to be way back and hitting the roof in the bullpen and bounding back into the field of play. Home run for Christian Bethencourt. Swinging a hard hit ball fair right up the third baseline. It'll hit off the sidewall and bounce back into left field. And two runs are going to score on that double for Bethencourt. He's driven in five today, and the Cubs are right back in this game. It's 10-7. Here's the set. Base is loaded. 0-1. Bethencourt hits it on the ground sharply past Kiner Falefa, and the Cubs will take the lead. Seven-run lead gone as Bethencourt has driven in seven runs today for the Cubs.
Ground ball off the glove of IKF, and the Cubs take the lead. Incredible. Kiner Falefa not able to even knock it down. And Bethencourt has given the Cubs an 11-10 lead. 1-2 pitch. And one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Historic.
Wow. Wow is all I have to say to that. Listen. In this town, when the Steelers name a quarterback, even though we all knew there was no competition and we knew what Mike Tomlin was going to say, that's the biggest news of the day, let alone when probably their best offensive lineman sustains an injury and is going to miss the opener and a month, and who knows how much longer, and who knows how Isaac Seumalo will be affected by everything. That's the biggest news of the day. Anything Steelers should be the biggest news of the day, but the Pirates keep saying, hold my beer. They won't take no for an answer here, or maybe they won't take yes for an answer when people ask, do you want to just disappear and not be talked about? Oh my God. Did you hear what Greg Brown said at the end of that broadcast? The Pittsburgh Pirates whom I started following in 1971. In fact, my very first sports memory is sitting in the little study, we called it, of my house. My dad was a college professor of Soviet history at Damon College in Buffalo, then Rosary Hill. He was watching the World Series in 1971, and Nelson Briles was on the mound, literally throwing himself onto the ground with pitches. That's what captured my 5 or 6 year old mind at that point. And that's my first sports memory. I started following the Pirates religiously in the 1970s. We didn't have a baseball team where I grew up. They've been around for 143 years, as I just mentioned. And this might have been the most embarrassing three-game series in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They become the story. What do you want me to do? City Limits. They're the story today. I thought the 10-game losing streak was rock bottom in the Derek Shelton era. Silly me. They outdid themselves. They outdid themselves with this. Let's hear, if you have the little clip of Greg Brown. I mean, this is not a small thing for Greg Brown, who's been calling games forever, been in the organization forever, to say this after a loss, you know, in some ways a meaningless loss to the Chicago Cubs near the end of August with the Pirates out of it anyways. This is what he said.
1-2 pitch. And one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Historic.
I can't get over that. I was watching the game and that just jumped out to me. Limits, you're a fan. You're still a young man. What are you, 25, 24?
23.
23. Anyone for 22? You're 23. I've never seen anything. Well, nobody had. The last 7 years, some guy from MLB.com put out a number here. I don't know where Paul, where's Paul? I don't know. Ideas?
Paul is recording audio of commercials, and he informed me of this before the show. So he is here.
Okay.
He'll be here at some point, I imagine.
Good. Okay. So where was I? Oh. This is the absolute low point of the Shelty era. The guy from MLB.com.
And you know the crazy thing about it is, Joe, you said yesterday that this was the low point of the Shelton era.
I know.
And it just gets worse.
I know. Listen to this number. This guy from MLB.com put out this number. In the last 7 years, teams that have led by 7 or more runs going into the seventh inning were 1,192-0. Well, guess what? Now they're 1,192-1. The Pirates hadn't lost that kind of lead that late in a game since 1974. So when Brown says that, when Greg says that at the end of the game, one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates, it's just eye-opening. But here's the crazy thing. I can make a loss. It wasn't a case. It wasn't even the worst loss of this series.
No, you could make that case.
The Monday game, they gave up 8 stolen bases and
21 hits
and 18 runs. So the 18 runs and the 8 steals, no team had put up those two benchmarks since the 1912 New York Giants, who featured Fred Merkel. Who committed Merkel's boner? Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. Did Ron write the story on that?
He might have. He might have interviewed Freddie after the game. It's tragically known as Merkel's boner throughout history. Fred Merkel, when he was a rookie, I believe 1908. And yes, Ron got the first interview upon him being drafted. Now, they didn't even have a draft then, I don't think. Merkel forgot to touch second base in a big September game. And on what should have been the game-winning hit, his team lost and wound up losing the pennant by a game. Hence, forever known as Merkel's boner. Can you imagine going through your entire life knowing that even decades and decades after you're gone, when people hear your name, they're going to automatically say Merkel's boner? How would that...
It's a fascinating name for it, I'll say that.
It's not good. It's not good when that's one of the first...
Couldn't have said error or gaffe.
Right, exactly. There's a whole Wikipedia page called Merkel's boner.
I'm sure that could be misconstrued.
Well, maybe, but, you know, it's a synonym for a mistake. That's all I can say. There's a whole Wikipedia page about that play. It's one of the most infamous base-running blunders in baseball history. An old Merkel would have fit right in with these buckos.
They gave up 41 runs in three games.
With their three best pitchers going.
That is what just jaws me the most about this entire situation. The three guys who arguably are a top three core, top of the rotation starting pitchers in the entire sport. I would put them up there top five with anybody. Really.
Well, it wasn't really them. I mean, they weren't
I know that,
great, but it was the bullpen.
Keller and Jones weren't good.
Oh, it was, this is just, it's. I can't believe it, although I can. And now the story is Derek Shelton. He's the story. Nobody survives this kind of losing. Nobody does. Two weeks ago, 10 days ago, I would have told you, I don't think Nutting has it in him to fire this guy. I don't think even him would want to pay somebody to not work, but he's done it before. He paid Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle not to work. So now, 10 days, 14 days later, I'm convinced that Derek Shelton is going to go. Absolutely convinced of it. Nobody across the history of sports, unless somebody can come up with an example, there is no coach or manager ever in history who has survived this kind of losing over this many years with the same team and survived to tell about it.
Well, I think the difference between the last time we saw this with Clint Hurdle is that it seemed like everybody had just punted on the rest of the season and nobody wanted to be there anymore, and he had lost the clubhouse. Are we at the point where we think Derek Shelton has lost the clubhouse? I think we're getting there.
We're getting there. Greg Brown just called it one of the worst losses in 143-year history.
Yeah.
They just had a 10-game losing streak. Did you see O'Neill Cruz walk to first base in the ninth inning?
Oh, yeah.
On that grounder in second?
What I'm referring to is, didn't in that 2019 season, Keone, Kella, and somebody else fighting in the clubhouse? Wasn't that the year that some people were fighting in the clubhouse and it completely got out of control?
Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. I was finishing up taping something in the back, and figured you guys would be able to handle the first few minutes without me.
Yeah, I was saying that the Steelers would be the story any other day. They just named their quarterback, but I can't help it. Play for him what Greg Brown said at the end of the game. This is unbelievable, Paul.
1-2 pitch. And one of the worst losses in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Historic.
And as I was mentioning, it might not have been the worst loss of the series.
Well, given the way that it happened, they were up and then they were down. And, you know what I mean? It's just amazing to me when we think about it.
Well, they weren't just up and down. They were up by seven.
I mean, they were down and then they were up and then they were. But I keep going back to this, Joe. How in the world did we get to a place where their bullpen is so bad?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know,
I mean,
but the story to me now is Derek Shelton. Does he survive
Chapman?
I get it. Their bullpen stinks.
No,
but the whole team stinks.
I'm just like really trying to figure out, okay, how did we get to a place where they can't get anybody out, their bullpen?
I don't know. The starter stunk too. Look, Skeens was okay, but the other starter stunk
okay.
In this series. But here's the question that we're opening with today. How does Shelton survive? No, nobody, as I was just saying, Paul, nobody in the history of sports that I know of. The closest I thought of was John McKay, who was 7-37 in his first 3 years as the Tampa Bay Bucs coach. But that was with an expansion team. Somehow he survived to year four. Give me somebody who's lost this much, this prodigiously over 5 years and lived to tell about it. Anywhere, anytime in the history of sports.
Well, I mean, I would tell you they haven't, but I keep going back to this. I don't believe they're going to fire Derek Shelton.
I do now. Again.
Here's the thing. The only way that it's going to happen is if Ben Cherington has to save his job.
I mean, it would be a nutting ordered.
That's
move.
What I mean.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that Ben Cherington would fire him.
No. He wouldn't. This would have to come from nutting.
So now we're going to figure out, because, you know, there's certain people in town that claim that we're all crazy and that Bob Nutting really does want to win at his heart. He's very competitive and he really wants to win. Okay. Now we're going to find out if that's true. Because at the end of the day, if you have a business and you are the person that is in charge of the Pirates, for instance, and you're watching what has just happened over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and you say, I'm going to sign up for another year of that, I got to wonder if you want to do it.
Again, somebody out there, text us, 412-928-9370. Call us any way you can get a hold of us. Tell me who else survived this. And you could argue this is the worst year of Shelton. I would. The first 3 years, they were tanking. It doesn't matter. I don't even look at his record the first 3 years, although it is what it is, which was a million games under 500. Last year was actually looked as a little step forward. This year, the expectations, based on expectations which were raised to the point where they were a buyer at the deadline, that's why this is the worst year of all. It's only getting worse. He doesn't survive, Paul. I don't see him surviving.
Well, here's the other part of it.
I don't even know how much of this is his fault, but at some point it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
nobody survives this.
Right. But the problem is the guy that is most responsible is going to survive.
Cherington.
Yes.
Probably. Yeah.
He's going to survive.
Probably.
And I think that when you look at from the big picture, and again, you know, it's 2024, and so it's an election year, so let's use the political thing. Ronald Reagan used to say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Are the Pirates better off now than they were 5 years ago? Do you think that's a fair question?
Well, yeah, they're definitely better off because they have
Skeens.
Skeens and other pitching prospects and more talent, I think. I mean, yes. Yes, they are. But
I don't know that. I guess that's my problem. I really don't know that. It's just one of those things where I feel like if you really go over it with a fine tooth comb or something, you know what I mean? And compare now to like 5 years ago. Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened today after what happened last night. I'm being honest about that. If you just moved Don Kelly into that seat. I mean, where do we start with this series? Did you hear the stat I gave? 1,192 and
yes.
Nothing. And now it's one. I mean, with the 18 runs and the 8 stolen bases, with nobody in the stands yesterday, with Tuesday night people chanting for Rowdy Tellez to play, with a guy who just got waived in Michael A. Taylor swinging at a pitch 8 feet outside the strike zone in the ninth inning. And his average goes down to 193 with O'Neill Cruz jogging to first. And you notice Greg Brown subtly said right after that, he grounds out and trotted to first base.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was laughable. Going to Tellez to pitch again for the second time in 3 days. This is just done. It's over. That's the way I see it. You guys might be right because nothing that Bob Nutting does would surprise me. But again, for the 8 millionth time in this segment, nobody survives this. This would be new, I think, in the history of sports.
Right. Well, I mean,
Can you think of a football coach, hockey, anybody?
I mean, what's the stat on Jim Mora with the Saints? But I think even he was better than this, wasn't he?
Well, let's go look it up. I'll take my first pause if you don't mind.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, the bullpen has the second worst ERA in the National League. The only team worst, the team that plays in altitude, the Colorado Rockies.
No, Jim Mora walked in and started winning, Paul, like the Saints had never won before. He was in his second year. He's 12-3, then 10-6, then 9-7, 11-5, 12-4. Yeah, then he started losing prodigiously.
But look, he got fired then. Or he actually resigned, but he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone pointed out.
There's no comparable. What'd they say?
Someone pointed this out to me, and I was looking at it, right? Ben Cherington was the Red Sox general manager for 2012, 13, 14, and 15.
Yeah.
And if you look at what they did in those years, why is he like referred to? Everyone's, oh, he was really good GM back then.
I mean, he won a World Series. I think that's the thing they refer to.
In 13.
Yeah. And then they sort of went downhill and there was personality clashes and everything. A lot of people can't figure out why he took this job.
He was a general manager for 4 years there, right?
Yeah.
In three of the years, they finished 15 games or more out. And yeah, they won the World Series. Okay. I mean, I guess that, you know, buys you a lot of goodwill, but it's just weird to me.
I know. And maybe that World Series was, you know, at least partially won with a team that was already there.
So,
but you know how it goes, that the coach is always the first, one on the chopping
right.
block.
But generally, isn't it the first thing they'd say is the assistants go?
Well, that's true. Hasn't he already changed one of those? I mean, it's too late for this. It's too late for this. The guy's a million games under 500.
No assistants have been moved. It was the director of international scouting
Andy
domino.
Haynes replace? He hasn't been here the whole time, has he?
No, he did. He replaced somebody a couple years ago. Else who was not good at their job. The other hitting coach that they had.
I don't remember who it was. This guy, here's one for you. This is the most damning stat of all on Shelton. They started 15-7 last year, and that's when he signed his extension at 15-7.
Right.
Since then, he's 27 games under 500.
Right.
It's just this.
How long is his extension for?
Nobody knows. It's a secret. They kept it a secret. which is unbelievable in and of itself. 412-928-9370. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We're going to have John Parrotto talking about the Pirates today. We're going to do some college football. Got to take a look at the opening weekend for Pitt, West Virginia, Penn State. We're going to do a little time capsule on that. Jeff Hathorn going to join us later. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And our Steelers and Pirate reaction brought to you by Bet365. So I'm still trying to get over these three games, Paul. I think in 143 years, they've never had a more embarrassing series. Now, I wasn't here for a lot of that like Ron was, but I think...
They've had some.
They've had plenty. But you heard Brownie at the end of that game. I have never seen it like this. I can't believe they've reached a new bottom. And we'll see where it goes from here.
Rick Eckstein was the old hitting coach. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Ecky, they called him.
Chelty and his nicknames, as caller Paul likes to talk about.
41 runs to the Cubs.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like they played the Yankees.
Against the Pirates' three best starters,
right.
I might add.
That's the other part that I don't think we're talking nearly enough about.
Which part? The starters or the bullpen?
I mean, the bullpen is what it is. It's been horrific, but...
Well, Mitch
Jared Jones got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Mitch Keller wasn't exactly stellar.
For the second straight year, he's starting to fade late, yes.
And Paul Skeens was good, but he was, I wouldn't call him, like, spectacular yesterday.
Did you see Livy Dunn tweeting at the
end
of the game?
Yes, how about that?
Did you see that? But,
yeah, that broke me. She's one of us completely now. When Livy Dunn is tweeting, oh, no, with the Pirates and any association with Skeens and losses, you know it's not going well for Pirates fandom.
Yeah,
what exactly did she tweet? I think it was, you got to be kidding me with Skeens mouthing those words from a game earlier this season. You got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
She's an adopted Yinzer on the Allegheny River with a boat with Skeens and Jared Jones.
What must he be thinking? What must Skeens be secretly thinking right now?
I mean,
what did I get myself into here?
I think the biggest thing is,
what kind of circus is this?
The biggest thing is he's got to figure out, you know, now I guarantee you that they're going to figure out with him, okay, now it's time to start shutting him down. Look at his arm. You know, he's not hitting 102, 103 all the time anymore. You know, yeah, I guarantee you we're going to see some. What was the kid that they put in there the other day?
I've lost track
Ben
of the
Heller.
Names. Old Heller. Yeah, he
old
was,
Heller.
He's back. Feigl. They cut him
again.
Feigl.
Sent him
back to the minors.
The guy they had at start, and he got lit up.
Woodford?
Woodford. I guarantee we're going to see more Woodford starts.
Woodford reserve is gone.
Robert Woodford.
They cut him.
And they got rid of him.
I thought they just sent him down.
Yeah, they sent him. They sent him down to AAA.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, he's down to AAA.
Didn't he star in A River Runs Through It? Wasn't that filmed in Montana? Robert Woodford. Limits.
Are you talking about Robert Redford?
Yes, I am. It's a great movie, isn't it? A River Runs Through It.
I've never seen it.
You should. It's a good father and son movie. It's wonderful.
Now I have. Now they have three games against the Indians, right? That should go well.
Yeah, I'm sure the rest of the season's going to go well. I think this is it. Have you guys changed your percentages at all? I'm up to 95% that Shelton's done after this season, if not sooner. You? You still at 25?
I'm still at 25. I just don't
see
it.
Because Nutting won't pay a guy not to work, you mean?
But I also think that...
If they finish with a worse record than last year?
Yeah, I mean, but I really think that Ben Cherington is going to do everything in his power to protect him.
Cherington should feel lucky that he's not on the chopping block as well. And by the way, if Nutting fired both today, nobody in baseball would blink an eye. It'd be like, well, what took so long? For a lot of people would say that. It just wouldn't be a surprise, especially coming off this series and especially coming off last night. Limits, where are you percentage-wise on Shelton returning?
I've moved up to 30. I still don't think that they're going to move off of him because I don't think they're going to move off of Ben Cherington. And to me, they're more of a package deal than people believe. And if it continues to get worse and worse and worse and worse like this, there's no choice but to fire Shelton. But what I would
how
do
much
is
worse
different
can it,
than what
how
I
much
think
worse
they
can
will.
It, what do you mean if it keeps getting worse?
If they continue
how
on this,
can it get worse?
They win 70 total games on the season, and you can tell that there is visibly a lot of distraught in the organization, and they are not at all playing for Shelton anymore. And I think we're right on the tip of the iceberg.
People up to it, including John Wehner, are already questioning their effort and have been for weeks. I just, after the 10-game losing streak and this series, how can it get worse? This is officially rock bottom of
we're
the Derek
talking
Shelton
about the Pirates.
Here.
How can it get worse?
Well,
we've
yeah,
seen it
right.
over the last week.
You're right, but I don't think it has to. I think even Bob Nutting has to move on this.
Right. I'm just telling you, it's one of those things where if he wants to show people that he's really interested in winning.
I don't think that would do it. That wouldn't show anybody
that would
that
at least
that,
that put it this way. That would at least debunk the idea that he isn't. You know what I'm saying?
No, it wouldn't. People would still believe he's not interested in
I'm
winning.
Saying
they'd say
if,
he's using
saying,
Shelton as a sacrificial
I'm saying
lamb.
If he didn't have Shelton.
Yeah.
If he didn't have Shelton. Okay. I mean, if he didn't fire Shelton and he brought Shelton back, then he could absolutely not make the case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm more with you when we talk about Charrington. And what everybody says and what we all know and what is true beyond any argument is that this stops at Bob Nutting's desk, the whole operation. The disaster you're watching unfold before you is Bob Nutting's fault, first and foremost, and by far. You don't like Ben Charrington? Bob Nutting hired him. His best thinking brought him to Ben Charrington. You don't like Derek Shelton? Charrington hired Derek Shelton. Goes back to Bob Nutting. You don't like the payroll? Obviously back to Bob Nutting. Everything goes back to the owner's desk. It's his fault that this team, again, somehow goes from seller or buyer at the deadline to laughingstock again.
Yeah.
It's his fault. Period.
Did you see what Mark Cuban had to say today?
No, what'd he say?
So somebody commented and tagged Mark Cuban, John Linder. I talked with Mark Cuban about buying the team back in 2006. He loves the Pirates but says the owner will never sell due to their business model. And Mark Cuban quote tweeted it this morning and said, if someone offered you a job that paid $25 million or more per year to stand in Market Square and let the entire city of Pittsburgh yell at you, would you take that job? That job is owning the Pirates. Why would they sell? That is a fascinating comment from Mark Cuban.
That was the one he made years ago. He just repurposed it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it's true in the end. It's irrefutable. And this is a new bottom. 412-928-9370. Somehow, some way, miraculously, the Pirates have seized the day after Mike Tomlin announces the Steelers' starting quarterback, after the Isaac Seumalo injury was announced, after Cam Hayward pipes up, what?
Correct me if I'm wrong, they just took 3 of 4 from the Reds, right?
Yeah.
And they're still behind them.
Yeah.
That's how bad this series against the Cubs were. And now they're 5.5 games behind the Cubs.
No, they're moving closer to having a realistic shot at the number one pick than they are to any sort of postseason or even not finishing in last place.
62 now and 71. 62 and 71 is what, 113? No, 123.
They have the fifth worst record in baseball.
No, 133.
Right.
133, so they have 30 games left. If they go 15-15, they're going to be 75 wins again, or that'll be 77 wins. What did they have last
year?
76.
Better than last year.
What did they have? 76 last year.
Keep him. They got to win more. One win more than last year.
What did they have? 76 last year.
Yeah.
So is it realistic to think okay they could go 13 and whatever they'll be exactly where they were last year?
Right. Since his extension early last season, he's 27 games under 500.
Here's the other thing. So they have 3 games against Cleveland coming up. They're good. 3 against Chicago, who just you know, pounded them, and it's in Chicago.
Right.
So that's six games there. They play, Kansas City's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
They got nine, so that's nine. They play four in St. Louis, so that's 13. Three against the Milwaukee and three against the Yankees. So that's like 17, 18 games that they would have to go 500 against and then win all the rest of their games in order to be, I just don't see it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.